On the morning of January 19, 1937, Baltimoreans opening their morning paper were given much to laugh about. The movie critic had written a derisive review of a picture then playing at the Stanley Theater on Howard Street near Center, The Jungle Princess, starring the curvy, raven-haired, sarong-wearing Dorothy L'Amour. He wrote of her, "She gave a laughable performance, begging for public ridicule." As for how Miss L'Amour played the role of the Jungle Princess, he wrote, "I understand this is her debut, and if that is the case, it should have been postponed indefinitely." Dorothy L'Amour, subject of the Baltimore critics' laughter, would be forever remembered for her trademark, a body-clinging sarong. She rose from being an elevator operator in New Orleans, then became Miss New Orleans at age 16, and went on to Hollywood to make such pictures as The Road to Bali, The Road to Hong Kong, and The Road to Zanzibar, co-starring with superstars Bob Hope and Bing Crosby. But here her life took a storybook turn. In 1944, during World War II, while selling war bonds in San Francisco, she met and married Air Force Lieutenant William Ross Howard III of the Baltimore Howards and a direct descendant of no less than the venerable founding father, John Eager Howard himself. The couple returned to Baltimore and built a house in the Green Spring Valley. As Mrs. John Eager Howard, the former Miss L'Amour, was listed in the Blue Book, the record of Baltimore society, and led the privileged and partying life of the Valley set. She died July 6, 1965, but not before setting the record straight as she saw it. She told a friend, quote, "I was the first elevator operator ever to get my name in Baltimore society Blue Book," end quote. Baltimore may have laughed at Dorothy L'Amour, but Dorothy L'Amour got the last laugh on Baltimore.